Welcome, everyone. It's Amplified with Jordan Emanuel, and each week we will be speaking with guests who range from celebrities to moguls, each of whom will remind us that music is our universal language and equalizer. This is our space to dig deeper into the melodies and embrace the art that transports us to a different place. Buckle up, dashboard singers, and get ready for this ride. So, welcome to Amplified. I'm Jordan.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm Cindy Ramirez-Poulton.
I'm so excited. I have so many questions for you.
I think I'm ready.
First, we're going to talk a little bit about the projects that you're doing, what you're working on, and then I'm going to ask you some musical questions. Then we're going to play some games.
Oh, whoa, games?
Yes.
I love games.
A little rapid fire, okay, a little word association.
Okay. All right.
Yes, all right, yes, all right. Yes. So get the wheels turning.
I'm like, do I have enough coffee in my system?
Yes, get the caffeine, get the caffeine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what's going on.
Yeah, so who I am. So I'm a born and raised New Yorker.
Period.
I don't really lead with that.
I feel like that does
it's a part of my
a lot of information. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. I'm the founder of a company called Chill House, and Chill House is a destination for all things self-care. So we really do create self-care treatments for a chiller you. We do that in a few different ways, one way being through our modern-day spas. Mm. We actually have two locations. We have one in Soho and one in Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's super cool. Those spas are basically there designed to be like affordable, attainable places for you to go and get your chill on in whenever you need it.
Right.
We do manicures, pedicures, facials, massages, infrared heat. We have a wellness cafe. We have a shop. So it's like an one-stop shop for all things self-care.
Oh my gosh.
And we have products as well. So those are our, like, at-home self-care treatments, we call them, ranging from press-ons that have our sort of what world-known nail art. Mm-hmm. And we also have other products kind of in the pipeline, anything ranging from, we just launched a product called On The Men, which is like an at-home mani repair kit. It's like a three-step process, kind of just doing a little mani on the go. And then we have other products in the pipeline, ranging in the body category to home stuff like candles and, yeah, and tools, face tools. So lots of really, really cool things on the way.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. How did you start?
I started really because I saw a huge void in the space of the spa space, I'd say. I felt like it was either super unaffordable, really like luxury, high end, and also at the same time kind of sterile and like not really aspirational. I always felt really guilty and like it was a big splurge. And on the other end, I felt like it was so cheap to get a massage in New York that I was like, what are the business ethics here? Am I supporting something that's like an actual good business?
Right.
So that space right there in the middle was what I sought out to fix and bring, people a way to really relax on a more regular basis,
right,
in a more affordable manner. So it was, we kind of got right to it. We designed the space to be sort of like a trifecta of like the things that I felt like New Yorkers like myself needed the most. I believe that a relaxation really starts with a drink in hand, your cup of tea, your matcha, your whatever. And then, you know, what are the two other elements? Massage was one of the biggest like inspiration points for me because I would love to get massages more regularly.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because they were just so expensive.
Right.
So the massage, of course, element came into play. And then nails for me is like a big part of my more regular self-care practice.
Okay.
Like before the press-ons,
yeah,
I used to get them at least every 2 weeks, if not sometimes weekly. That
right.
was like my treat to myself on like a Saturday or Sunday or Friday or whatever. And that's how we started off Chill House, with the one space that had those three elements. And that was in the Lower East Side.
Okay.
And then fast forward a couple of years later, we opened up in Soho. So our current location now is like over twice the size. It's beautiful. It's lofty. And it really has everything, something for everyone, I'd say.
Yeah.
But then during the pandemic, we ended up launching press-ons, and that's when like the product side of the business really took off, and
okay,
we're getting ready to do more there too.
Right. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was home and self-care was extremely mm-hmm. important in that time.
Oh my God, of course.
And I feel like that's really great that it's kind of translated after quarantine as mm-hmm. well, especially in the workplace. Like, we are definitely more about wellness.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but actually this space is where my nonprofit
operates out of Women with Voices. Amazing. And my specific initiative is mental health awareness and coping mechanisms. And one of my big things is self-care and, you know, teaching people about meditation and massage and different things to kind of just treat yourself.
Absolutely. We should chat.
Like you do everybody. Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do something together.
So last year we launched 1% for a Chiller World. It's our sort of our give back element to the brand. So 1% of our company-wide proceeds go towards a couple of mental health organizations. And right now we're partnered with Sad Girls Club. I don't know if you're with them. Love Elise and Half the Story. So I chose those two because I was friendly with the ladies and like I really do love what they do. And both of them sort of have a very specific goal in mind. You know, Half the Story is really about empowering the younger generations to have a healthier relationship with technology. And then Elise is really about destigmatizing mental health and making and giving like young women the platform to really speak about it openly and providing resources. And so I just really love what they both stood behind. And so those are our current partners. But we're always looking for other ways to continue sort of being a voice in mental health. You know, it's like obviously we have our physical locations and our physical products that help you sort of give that trigger of like, I'm doing something good for myself, and that's really important. But it's so much deeper than that, right? Self-care is this like term that's like thrown out so loosely, but like let's talk about what it really means.
Absolutely.
It's not just about pampering yourself. It's really about getting to the root of the real trauma.
Absolutely.
And what does that kind of mean for you on a day-to-day basis? So we're all about that. And I would love to sort of bring back the content side of what we have done in the past. We had an editorial site called The Chill Times.
I love it. The branding is immaculate.
I do love my branding. So we had that going for quite some time, and I'm like dying to bring it back, and I'm trying to figure out a way to make it work. But I think it's so important, you know.
It's so important. It's all we have.
As a brand, I think we have a huge responsibility there too to be a voice in the topic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love seeing women making like chill moves but buddy moves at the same time.
It's, I mean, you got to make money, but you also have to make impact. So that's where we're at.
Awesome. So is there anything in particular we should be keeping our eye out on?
Really just, you know, I like to say I don't love adding more stuff to like an already extremely saturated market that is beauty. But I do love what we're working on as far as all of our body treatments go, because they are, I'm trying to recreate these experiences that we normally would get in like a luxury spa and packaging it into like one sort of, you know, hand-delivered product.
Right.
So that's what I'm really most excited about, and kind of seeing all these projects come into fruition finally after like so like such a long time of formulating, ideating, all of that. So I will say I'm most excited about that.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of, you know, cool stuff, opportunities that have finally sort of come into fruition for next year. And like, I just hope that, you know, our community is excited for us and like and can support us in that sense. So we have a major retailer that we're launching with next year. So that's a big thing for us.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I'm ready to support.
I have to get you some press-ons. I have to get you all the things.
Yes.
Sorry I didn't come with it because I didn't come from our office or our flagship. But
I will come.
Or I'll get you in there and then you'll walk out with a little goodie bag.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much.
Of course.
What's your favorite service?
Ooh, I'm such a massage girl.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, it helps me so much tremendously. And I like leave there floating.
That's amazing.
Massage. But I do appreciate a good facial. I just feel like I do have good skin as is.
Definitely.
So I don't need it as frequently as like a massage to me just helps me in that moment of like stress. And, and like, I have someone I've been going to the past couple of times, this guy, Kevin, he's so lovely, but like he just sees my body. He's like, man, most people come in here saying that their shoulders are really tense, but like you actually, pretty much. I'm like, I know.
That's why I'm here.
I hold everything.
I do too. Lower back too.
Yeah, my lower back is a little bit worse these days, but it's always like just in my shoulders and like this. And as much as I've tried learning how to breathe properly, I've spoken to breathing specialists, I've spoken to acupuncturists, like physical therapists, like all the things, and a lot of it does stem from your breathing, but we're always in this constant state of fight or flight, even if we're not aware of it. And I think I have to get better about how I enter my day. And I just am constantly, because, like, you know, now we have a store in Paris, and, like, the second I wake up, I'm already six hours behind in whatever's happening.
Right.
So I'm like, I wake up, and if there's something, like, annoying in my inbox or, like, stressful in my inbox, it's, like, immediately.
It's hard to release.
It's hard to release. Yeah. And, like, it's hard to shift back to a more, like,
calming state.
Yeah. So if I had... If I had my way, I would get a massage to help with that.
Right.
Because it really does help combat that.
That makes sense. When's your birthday?
I'm an Aries.
Okay. I knew it. I was like, you're either an Aries or a Capricorn.
Oh, my God. A Capricorn? I don't know enough about Capricorn.
Really? I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. April 17th.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. My friend is April 17th, and I just found that out like 2 days ago.
That's so funny. It's a good birthday. Once you find out one person has an April 17th birthday, you find like five other
Everyone.
People that have it.
Yes.
Like, it's what it, like, I grew up with. 10 people with the same birthday.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. I mean, I have the same birthday as Jesus. My birthday is Christmas. So I was like,
do you or do you hate that?
You know, as a kid, it was really rough because I couldn't really have parties. Like on my birthday, everybody was home. Yeah. So I couldn't see anyone. But as I've gotten older and I've gotten more diverse friendships that, you know, people don't always celebrate Christmas.
That's true. Yeah, of course.
So that's been lovely because then I can spend time with, you know,
that's true.
Have a real birthday.
Yeah.
But it is weird giving gifts on my day.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's true. It's like.
Yeah. But it's, you know, my parents always did a good job of giving me two separate gifts.
That's
and then
great.
Like the
that's
cake
great.
And stuff.
As long as you still feel like you had your moment.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, the ultimate gift, right? It was you. So
that's what I like to think. Mm-hmm. My poor mother, though. She like just sat down to dinner and I'm like,
I know
I'm arriving now.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna start asking you fun questions now. So if you were a musical artist, what genre would you be in?
Ooh.
And why?
So I, for some reason, I've always gravitated towards like a 70s classic rock vibe. I've
Same.
Just always been that girl. Like the second Almost Famous came out, I was like, this movie was made for me. That was me. I was Penny Lane. I was like, and I know I didn't grow up in that era and I was never like a groupie or Band-Aid, as they were called in that movie. But I just really love that era.
Yeah.
Like rock and roll in that era to me was like the beauty of what rock and roll should always be in a way. So if I were a musical artist, I don't know. I feel like maybe like a Janis Joplin vibe, perhaps, because she's so raw, a little folky, which is always fun and moody, but like still can rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I've never thought of that because
yeah.
I don't think it have it in me. I'm a good music curator, but because I've never been an amazing singer.
Same.
I've just never, my mind has never gone to that place.
Okay. I mean, I'm a 70. I think I was born in the wrong decade.
Same.
I definitely think I'm like Freddie Mercury reincarnated. Mm-hmm. So like that is very much my vibe as well. If your life were a song title, what would it be?
Woof. I just thought of this. Life is a highway.
Okay. How come?
I want to write it all. Because I do. If I had it my way, I love my life right now. But if I had it my way, I would be more free spirited. And I feel like that's like my ultimate goal is to be able to like live on the road, like do whatever, like have a more... just like a more like, I don't know, just travel.
Right.
Like be able to be out there and explore. So that would be my wish. But as it is now, I can't think of like a title that represents who I am right now.
Okay.
But I think the essence of me is like something like that.
Okay. I like that. During the lowest point of your life, what was a song that really kind of helped you get through?
God, these questions are so hard. And like, do people just sit here for like an hour?
Sometimes, but honestly, that's my favorite part. Because that means that I'm actually giving thought-provoking questions.
For sure. I mean, I think there's a lot, there are a lot of songs that remind me of a specific time and place. I don't know that I always default to music to get me through something per se. Maybe I just gravitate towards certain songs for a certain reason. For some reason, I want to think, I feel like the song Thank You by Led Zeppelin is like one of my top fives.
Okay.
And because it's so, it's about, you know, him like thanking his lover or whoever. I think because of that, it's just very soothing to me. It's like the end of something, or like it could kind of translate to like thank you for like the lesson, or like, you know, just the idea of like thank you, like I'm at peace with this.
Right.
I think that's something.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a hard moment or a dark time, it's still like a lesson. And so maybe that song to me, like it's just a very soothing song to me. If that makes sense.
Okay. And what's like a happy song, like no matter where you hear it or what's happening, like it just makes you feel good?
There's two, I feel like. My car songs where I'm like, Semi-Term Life.
Okay, like car, iconic.
Like singing it, you know, just at the top of my lungs in the car. And the other one I say would be like Under Pressure.
Okay.
Yeah, that one just makes me like so amped.
Both really great songs. We definitely like a lot of the same music.
Yes.
So what are some songs on your chill playlist?
Ooh, I've been really into Krogbin lately. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Me either.
But yeah, they're just good vibes.
Yeah.
They're good for like dinner party playlists. They're good for even like literally my chill house playlist.
Right.
They end up on there too. So, and they're very like, I feel like they appeal to everyone at the same time. You know, there's nothing that they really put out there that feels too heavy or too, you know, that to me, they just really like put me in like a trance.
Right.
Which is what I want from a chill playlist.
Like, absolutely.
I don't want to be like distracted because I have like singing along too much, you know,
right.
But I want like just the right vibes to get me in that place.
Totally. And that's so interesting that you said that, because I went to this hot yoga class recently and she was playing really good music, but because it was good music and because it had lyrics that I knew, I found it so distracting from what I was actually trying to accomplish and like trying to just chill and work out and like be in that zen. And it can be distracting.
For sure.
You know, that's why like the right music for the right scenario is very important.
I'm all about that. So fun fact, well, you keep going through.
No, we love fun facts.
Fun fact is that I actually work on all of, well, chill house playlists, but what I didn't bring up is my husband also is a bar owner.
So okay.
We're restaurateurs, bar owners as well. We own 5 bars.
That's amazing.
And I do the playlist for every single one.
I was actually just about to ask that, if you do your own playlist.
Yeah. And like, of course, I can't remember any song or artist right now. Like when I'm on the spot.
Are they on Spotify?
Yeah, I don't publicize all of them, but yeah, they are, a lot of them are on Spotify and I don't care, it's fine. Like some of them I try to keep like hidden
on the low,
like our massage playlist, like,
right,
someone like straight up like
stealing
right, because it's like a 9-hour playlist.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, that's like very like curated for the for the back of that spa area. Otherwise, like I'm an open book, but yeah, it keeps it fun. Like that to me is like it's self-care. It's
absolutely
like that,
it's therapeutic.
Like, yeah, that's therapy for me. Just like zoning out, listening to something that makes me feel good or sad, or makes me think, or just like gets me in a vibe. I don't know.
Right.
That's the beauty of music. And that's why to me, it's like my sacred, like I don't care how big or busy or anything we get. Like that's my one thing. I'm like, I need
to
continue doing our playlist.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good to set certain things that you need to be in control of, especially in a business. I feel like it's so easy to be like, okay, I don't have to do that anymore. But it's like you want to have some sort of connectivity. And I feel like that's such a good, music is always just such a good
I feel like it does connect people with the space, right?
Yeah.
And if I feel like I'm somehow connecting with those people through music,
right,
then I'm invested.
Right.
I'm like really invested.
Yeah.
You know? So that to me is like, my non-negotiable. Amazing. Like, I have so much fun with it.
And listen to the, I have to get all the full vibes from speakers so to many. Massage have, to everything.
And it's really fun with the bars, especially because Chill House has its own vibe. And like, I really try to stick to something that like, you know, feels true to our brand there.
Right.
But with the bars, everything has like a different, a slightly different theme. Yeah. So like we opened up a bar last year called Bandits, and that's a diner dive. So I went straight cute. Into like 70s, like obviously some classic rock, but then a lot of funk and like just like very like old school, good feeling music, yeah. Some 80s, you know.
Oh, I love just it. I need to DJ at one of these places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Rocco's, we're opening. That's are going to be our, like, he called it a sports bar. I forget what's their, like, pitch. It's, like, a very, like, a upscale sports bar.
Okay.
That playlist I'm working on right now, yeah. That's super fun because I'm like, okay, here I feel like maybe I can, I don't want to get into, like, what the DJ should play because
right.
I think past a certain time, like, that should be the DJ's job to really, like, turn up.
Of course.
Turn it up. And, like, you know, certain songs feel better through a DJ than on a playlist.
Totally.
Like, there's a lot of Y2K music that right. I'm like, I can't do it.
Right.
I can't put it on there. It just doesn't feel right. But, like, the DJ should do it.
Right.
Like, because it would make sense at 10 o'clock when people are a little more turned.
Right.
But that song ends up on
the morning, like afternoon yeah. lunch. Yeah. yeah.
Like during a random time, because that could happen. You
right.
know,
of course.
Bartenders switch things up all the time. It's shuffled versus
right.
through. So that's my fear.
I feel that. Yeah. I think about like the order of operations too. Mm-hmm. Especially with Spotify, because if you don't have the special feature or whatever, like they don't play them in order, and I'm like, that's not the flow that I imagined.
Exactly. Am I, you know,
yes, that's so funny. Who's an artist people would be surprised that you like?
So I went to a Rage Against the Machine concert okay. the other day and
I'm
they
so
were
jealous.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm
them,
so jealous.
And I there was maybe like my song, my sadness song, I had an era that I really liked Tool.
Okay.
But like they were, they're obviously no one would expect that. They're like so heavy. And I didn't like all of their music.
Yeah.
I just liked select songs. And it definitely brought me back to like a time in my life when I would say I was definitely at my lowest as far as who I was as an individual, where I was in my career, where I was in my friendship circle. I feel mm-hmm. like I was running around with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Not to say that all the Tool fans are like a certain way, but the people that, you know, put me on to Tool, I think, were of a bad crowd,
okay.
you know, or like just not the best crowd I've ever
right.
hung out with. And so it takes me to this like kind of dark place, but I still think of it fondly because, you know, I do love like a few of their songs to the point of like, I'm fond of that, those specific songs.
Right.
So that's an artist that I think people would be surprised to hear. I do love.
Yeah. That's so funny. I think I surprise a lot of people with I love emo music.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, fully, like, the Used, Hawthorne, like, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that surprises people the most.
Emo's its own, like, I've never really gone into emo.
Yeah.
My husband actually had a band when he was in high school called Bro Fonder.
I love
and
that.
He was, like, black haired, like, side bang.
Oh, he like, went, emo like, boy. Classic yeah.
oh.
look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is hilarious.
And he was really into emo, but I never got into it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's like a Jersey thing. I didn't make it to me.
Is he from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
It is.
It is, right?
It okay. totally is. I was just going to say, like, it's especially hits mm-hmm. right there. A little bit of Ohio. Like, I don't know what it is, but it speaks to our souls.
Amazing. Yeah, it wasn't me. It was for me.
How do you think your music taste has changed throughout your life? You know, when we're teenagers, we're kind of listening to either what our parents are listening to or what our friends are listening to. And then I feel like our 20s, we evolve into our own taste, but then we, you know, have partners or children. So how do you think your taste has developed, if it has?
I think when it comes to music, I am very much about the nostalgia of it all.
Mm.
And like, it's the one thing that connects me to my past pretty intensely. And it brings me back to a fond memory or a bad memory or whatever. And so I think it's not that my music taste hasn't evolved. I think I do appreciate certain artists now, but I'm just not I don't gravitate towards any of the new stuff because there's just so much out there that I already love that it is has existed.
Yeah.
And actually what I do love now are like the songs that are, you know, what do you call them? Like not remixes, but samples, like a lot. Like I love seeing so much of the sampling going on right now. Like even like Nicki with like Super Freak, right? That to me is really fun. And like, that's now the music that maybe I gravitate towards more from the newer artists or like, you know, new songs from existing artists from like our, you know, 2000s and 2010s. But I think for me, a lot of it kind of dates back to my father. It's like, I have that. My father and I weren't super close growing up, like more close, like before my teen years. And I think I have this connection with a certain type of music because of him, and that to me, like, I carry with me with everything. So super classic, like yacht rocky type stuff, you know, that's like, you know, not, it's kind of like maybe a little nerdy because it's what your parents used to love, but to me that's like cool now. Like I want to continue on that legacy, even like with Henny and like my child and introducing him to stuff that I think is timeless, even though it was maybe like a little like, you know, background music back then. I was like, you know, whatever. But now to me is like, I don't know. It's like my one connection to my father still. So I want to carry that through.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel that way. I lost my mom when I was 17 and she always loved the Carpenters and it used to drive me insane. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how many times are we going to listen to Superstar? Like, I cannot. And now I just appreciate it so much. And like their harmonies and the rhythms and everything that they came up with, the lyricism is just on a different level. Yeah. And I think it created a foundation for a lot of the music that's happening now.
Right.
But you know, you can never get the original back.
No, it's sad. So many artists are killing it now for sure. And I don't want to discredit them. I just feel like
it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's inspired. And so because I know it's inspired, then I'm like, okay, well.
Right.
Like, I'll get into listen it. To the OG. But I'll listen to the OG.
Right.
Over
there. Right.
It's messed up.
I feel that though. I'm definitely the same way. I'm definitely the same way.
Yeah.
Especially since half of them are still touring. Like Stevie Nicks is still out there. Rolling Stones is still out there. Guns N' Roses is still out there. So
you got to catch them before they like, you know, are no longer as good.
Absolutely.
We saw The Killers the other day as well. We've been going to a lot of concerts lately. It's great.
That was one of my questions, actually. Yeah, it was like, the last concert. And I like,
we saw The Killers last. And Bruce Springsteen came out. Like encore during the encore. And it was my husband's like my, of course, you're a Jersey.
Right.
Girl, so my husband was flipping out.
Where was this?
I've literally never seen him freak out like this in my entire life. I'm like,
not the fangirl coming out.
Big time. Because he's never seen him that close. Like, he had like pretty good seats.
Oh, that's amazing.
And, you know, when he would see him, like he like couldn't afford like decent seats.
Right.
Like nosebleed.
Right.
So he's like, this is the closest I've ever seen him. Like, oh my God.
That's so nice.
Yeah. At Madison Square Garden.
Oh, Madison Square Garden. Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't even know the Killers were here.
Yeah, they did like 2 days. That's it.
Oh,
I know. Amazing. And then the Friday show, supposedly it was amazing, but the Saturday show got Bruce.
Oh yeah, I mean, so sorry to those people.
I know, I felt bad.
Okay, so we're gonna ask some game questions now. We're gonna start with rapid fire.
Okay.
Okay. So what is your favorite song?
Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing.
Ooh. Favorite artist? Individual artist, I should, because I'm gonna ask you favorite band.
I think it just depends when you ask me.
What about now?
I'm going to give it to Selena.
Okay. Just I love that.
That's something that I guess, you know, part of like my childhood, I grew up obsessed with her. And like, I just really wish she were still around.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I watch that movie like every other day. Mm-hmm. Favorite album?
I'm going to give it to Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Iconic. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song off that album?
X Factor.
Hits every time. Mm-hmm. It hits every time. Favorite band?
I'm going to give it to Led Zeppelin.
Okay. It's my dad's favorite too. Them and the Police.
Oh, fun.
Favorite music video?
I don't know why I'm like thinking of Britney. like, I'm a slave for you.
Ooh, that's sexy. That's a sexy one.
It's a good one. When that music video came out, like, I've never been a dancer, but yeah. I, like, memorized that entire yeah. dance sequence, and it just was so hot. And, like, it ushered in a new era of
totally.
Pop stardom. They, totally. Like, her, Christina, they went from being, like, little, demure,
Disney like, girls.
Right.
Yeah.
To, like, I'm a woman. Like, watch out.
Yep.
And that, to me, and I was, like, maybe a couple years younger than them, like, 3 years younger, I believe, or four. So, to me, they were, like, that age range that I looked at. I was like, okay. All right. I'm next.
Right.
Let's go.
Right.
So, yes, Britney. We gotta give some love to Britney. I feel like she always needs to be a part of the music conversation because she's iconic.
Would you say that's your favorite Britney song as well?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and what's your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So we obviously know what last concert you attended. What's the last song that you sang in the shower?
I don't know if it's the last song I'd sing in the shower because I don't sing in the shower. But okay. The song that I used to always sing in the shower was Fiona Apple, Criminal.
Okay.
That's like the song that I thought I actually sounded good singing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all kind of have those songs.
Lauryn Hill songs too. I think that's why I really loved her album so much is because okay. like I actually sang it.
Yeah.
And I had girlfriends that would be like, oh, like... So really good. So like, okay, you know, so
right.
like, it brings on like a little bit of a happy memory and like okay. a really false narrative too, because I'm not a good singer. But like maybe at the time, I thought I was.
When those songs come out, you are.
Yeah, I was like, I was in it. I was like, I am that. Okay,
I love that. Would you say that one of those songs is your go-to karaoke song?
No. So my go-to karaoke song used to be, I don't karaoke as much anymore, okay. but used to be Sweet Child of Mine, Death
Ooh,
of Roses.
Spicy. I love yeah. that. I saw yeah. them last year and I was like.
Wait, live?
Yeah. What? I was in Jersey, the Meadowlands.
No. Oh, I would have died to see
Insane.
Them. I was
going
to say November Rain was also like one of my favorite videos
so good.
Of all time.
So good. Love that video as
like,
well.
What do they call it when it's like that long? It's
Not extended play.
No. Why am I spacing on the word for it?
It's called... Oh my God, not a trailer.
No, it's fine.
I hate when that happens.
No,
it's... I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
And I also cannot think of it it's right now. But
brain fart.
I could see it in my... That part.
Yeah.
What... was the first album you purchased with your own money?
It has to be either Jewel, like These Hands of Mine, or like Alanis.
Okay.
Jagged Little Pill. Or like, I think Mariah came after, like Mariah's Butterfly came after that. But like, it was one of those three artists. Like,
yeah.
Those were like my three, like, I have some cash. I'm going to go to the record, CD store, buy like these, like, I was a girl band or girl artist. Crazy,
yeah.
like loved those three in particular, I'd say the most.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think mine was a Mariah album.
Probably, right?
I think Daydream was the first album I got. Obviously, my parents took me to the store and I was like,
yeah,
I want that.
That's a good one. No, I was, yeah. What was the, with Honey and all that?
Honey was Butterfly.
I think. Butterfly,
yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. So good.
Yeah, I love Mariah. I love me some Mariah. Okay, so you survived rapid fire. That wasn't so bad, right?
Brought me back. I love this.
Yes.
These are such fun questions.
Thanks. Okay, so word association. This is our last game. Obviously, I had to give you the word chill. What song or what like artist, anything music related that brings up the word chill, what would it be?
I don't know. For some reason, I think about just like, you know, like the Krog band. I don't want to keep bringing them up, but that sort of music that it's like loungy Tulum, like hotel, like lounging with like wine and like nothing else, and like
right.
taking a nap, like that to me. But I don't have one specific artist.
Okay,
but I always like look like I don't have like a specific artist. Actually, wait, hold on, like a Manu Chao.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like that sort of like Brazilian, but. French.
Right.
And like it's very loungy,
right.
sexy, and relaxing.
Yeah.
Like that to me is like my favorite genre when I just want to chill.
Same. And it can be difficult to pinpoint that.
It's so hard
you
to
know?
Explain.
Yes.
Like, what is that? To me, that's why I say Tulum because it's like, but Tulum also has this like house music scene that I'm like, that's not
right.
It's not it. That is right. Not it. I'm not a house music person. It's like what you would play like morning.
Yeah.
Beats like, you know, breakfast.
Right.
Leading into that. Like cough, like,
yeah.
And then like maybe if you
it's a transitional thing.
Totally. It can turn up a little bit for sunset, but like once it hits like late night hours, like moon dancing, like no.
Right.
I'm probably not on that.
Okay, bye. See you later. See you guys later.
I'm going to bed.
Okay, what about the word power?
Ooh. I'm sure everybody says Beyonce, but it's so true.
I don't think I've ever used the word power before, actually.
What, for Beyonce?
No, for asking.
Oh,
anyone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you'd be the first.
I feel like Beyonce is so expected.
I mean.
But like even what song? You're saying what song or what artist?
Whichever.
I'm going to say either like Adele or Beyonce.
Mm.
Adele because she has so much power behind her voice in general. Because what she speaks to is also very powerful. And like everything. I mean, obviously Beyonce too. But from Adele, like I feel like it takes her so long to come out with albums. Because it's like she's like waiting to be heartbroken and like wants to share that with the world, and she like doesn't hold back,
which I almost appreciate. I appreciate that she waits for a story to be told,
right,
rather than just getting it out
exactly.
Getting it out, you
exactly.
know
she doesn't have to just pump out albums.
No, and she never did that way, because 19, which was my favorite album, didn't actually perform as well as the others until what was that, 21 came out, whatever her second album mm-hmm. was. Then there was more light on the first one, which I thought was very interesting.
People like to look back and they're like, what's this tie-in?
Right.
What's the connection?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite Beyonce song while we're on the topic? And Adele song.
Probably Halo.
Okay. That's a beautiful song.
And Adele song. Someone Like You.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't listen to either of them enough to know a lot of their like more indie songs or like okay. more under the radar songs,
the but, cuts.
Yeah, yeah, but for both of those artists, I feel like I like the song that just has so much sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. I have to connect you with my friend Alicia, who's also an Aries. Actually, now okay. that I'm thinking about it, maybe she's the one that's on. No, she's a Taurus. Just kidding. But I was like, I know she's in April. But yeah, you guys like remind me of each other and have like similar energy. She's a poet and a writer. Yeah. And she, she writes a lot.
I reminded them of a poet and a writer. Maybe I should.
And ironically, we were going to do like a coffee book, and it was going to be called Sad Girl Diaries.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, beautiful. I feel like you would like
do it.
Yeah. I really want to. I really want to. So I'll keep you posted. Okay. Maybe I can slip in the lobby somewhere. Yeah. Just flip through the book.
I got you.
Okay. So New York City. What song or what artist do you think of when you think of your city?
So I think I'm going to go in a different direction here, because it's like the obvious ones would be like Jay and, you know,
right,
Alicia, and even like Frank Sinatra. But I'm actually going to go in like hip hop, Mobb Deep, or even Nas.
Okay.
Like both of those to me are just so New York.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Queens.
Okay.
So to me, Nas was like our like Biggie, right?
Yeah.
He was like the most iconic rapper to us growing up. So probably Nas song.
Yeah.
I don't know which one in particular. Or like Mobb Deep. I grew up like knowing every lyric to Quiet Storm. And I thought I was so tough.
Yeah.
I would like rap it. I was like 12. But yeah, probably those two
okay.
artists for me are very iconic. New York, Queensbridge,
yeah.
like that, you know, it like represents a part of my childhood.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And the last word is river.
Why river?
I don't know. I guess river
From
always
like a-
reminds me of this. what song is like, when they're like, your love is like a river, and then the NSYNC sampled it. I don't know. I always think of specific words with certain like moods, especially when it's raining. And maybe it's because I grew up with a creek in my front yard. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like just used to like the rush of the sound. So today
That's
I was like,
pretty.
River should be a a word association.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't really grow up in the country, so I don't have like a good one for that. I really don't have a good one for that.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's perfectly fine. I mean, people have different triggers for different things. You know what I mean?
I was never a river girl.
Yeah.
Scares me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
like actual rivers.
Yeah, I like lakes. Maybe like waterfall. So we want to just call it like say waterfalls.
Let's do a body of water.
Yeah, waterfall. No, I mean like waterfalls with the advice.
Oh, the song.
TLC.
Yeah.
But it's like in the lyrics, so it's not that exciting. But when you said it was the first thing that came to mind.
Okay.
Or like Moon River.
Ooh. Yeah.
To get it to the words.
I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
That's weird. You know, pop up.
Otherwise, I don't really have a memory of being by a river too much. Like, I do have a small memory, but I don't associate it to music.
Okay.
Like, I grew up going to Pennsylvania, the Poconos, mm-hmm. where there was, like, a little, like, creek.
Right.
But I don't remember. I don't have, like, a music association to that time. It's so
That's
weird.
So interesting.
It's like, because it was my mom would bring us.
Okay.
With her boyfriend at the time. And neither of them were, like, big music buffs. Like, my mom.
Was more you and your dad's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I was too. Although my mom did like music, but my dad and I definitely bonded more over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see that. That was it.
Oh,
you survived.
I survived. Thank God.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to go rethink all of my answers.
I know,
and be like,
right?
Shit, I would have wished.
That's what everyone says. And I did an episode by myself.
Oh.
Where I had my friend asking me my questions. And even though I asked them, I still was like, ooh, I don't know, you know, with certain
things. It's really hard. And you also have to catch people when they're in a music mood, right? Mm-hmm. And they have like a very, like they've been, I don't know. I just haven't been like super connected to music lately. I haven't really been like on it as much. So I guess I've just, a lot of it, I forget.
No, but I mean, the things that you mention are clearly so like embedded.
That's true.
100%. That I feel like that's so interesting to see too. You know what I mean? The ones that stick with you that aren't just like, oh yeah, I was just listening to that. Da, 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 da. Like you're able to like really see, oh, my core playlist.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things on it, which I
love.
Oh
yeah. Like, I mean, like if I could put together my core playlist, what would that be? It would be really random.
Yeah.
Like, all over the place.
Yeah, mine would too.
Ooh, but that's us. That's like our memories coming into play.
Yeah, absolutely. Music. And it kind of even, it says a lot about our personalities, you know what I mean? And how different those things would be, but also the things that would overlap, which is why I always ask people, you know, what artist or what song would surprise people? Because you don't even realize the songs that you have in common or the artists that you like in common or the music videos that you like in common, which is, you know, why I was always so fascinated.
Totally.
Yeah.
I wonder if people are going to be like, Tool.
That's what I'm gonna put that poll in there and be like, were you surprised that Sid did Tool?
No, I won't do that to you.
My husband's always like, what? We went to a concert once. And he was like, this is crazy. Because there's just like, metal's like so not my vibe.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. But that hits sometimes.
But yeah. And then like Tool, like technically metal. Rage is like technically... It's like ska meets metal, kind of ska.
I don't even know what I consider them.
It's like playing like metal.
They
stations.
Do
and alt yeah. rock, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
but they're a little softer.
That's what I'm like. I feel they're so much softer than a normal. Like when I think of metal, I'm thinking full like screaming, but like. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not even so like Linkin Park screaming. It's like fully like
Linkin Park is like commercial too,
right? Well, now they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. I wouldn't. I never think of Rage as.
Yeah,
full metal.
Like, it's more like the music feels kind of heavy, but his voice doesn't. Is like still attractive to the ear.
Totally,
like, it's not like. There's no melody. Ow.
Right.
Know? But that's what I love about Tool, too.
Yeah.
He has, like, a very, like, what's the word for it? Melonic? Like, melonic.
He has a good cadence.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way. There's a the melody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cadence is a good word for it. It doesn't feel, like, screaming.
Right.
There's, like, a beautiful sound
tone,
to his voice when he, like, everything is calm.
Yeah.
very like sad and
emotional. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
This is fun.
Yay. Yeah. So just tell us your Instagram and where to follow you and where to find your upcoming beauty products.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll be on the lookout for.
Just at Cindy Ramirez, C-Y-N-D-I. So I was named after Cindy Lauper.
I love it.
Cindy Ramirez.
I'm really good friends with her son. I'm going to tell him that.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Please, an intro. I need a photo one day. Please. That is like on my bucket list.
To send her to the spa.
Oh, my God. Stop. At Chill House, C-H-I-L-L-H-O-U-S-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
This is great. This is really fun.